Good morning. If I haven't met any of you, I'm Joanna Rodriguez, Pastor Stephen's wife. I'm here to share a little bit about New Life for Haiti, which is an organization that my dad started about a decade ago. And over the last month or so, there's been sort of a grassroots movement in this church. I started telling some of you in the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew what was going on in Haiti and how my parents were connected to that. And you kept looking at me with this intense look in your eyes, and you would say, "What can we do?" You had this passion. We need to do something for these people that are hurting. So I'm so excited to share with you about what my parents do in Haiti and what the need is. And I'm so pleased that, as Don mentioned earlier, the deacons have agreed to match from the Benevolence Fund everything that you decide to give today. As you know, at the beginning of October, Hurricane Matthew swept through the Atlantic, and the eye of the hurricane went right over the southern peninsula of Haiti. Haiti is the island that is shared with the Dominican Republic, so on the west side of that island is Haiti, and the southern peninsula of that, I should do it this way, the southern peninsula of that island is an area where my dad has been working in Haiti for the past 10 years. And this area was one of the hardest hit places by the hurricane. My parents were actually here when the hurricane hit. They came, I think, the day before it hit, and they said, "Did you hear? A hurricane is about to hit Haiti." And they were just on the edge of their seats. Then they didn't hear anything for days. Communication was completely set off, and they were holding their breath, wondering if the people they knew were even alive, what damage had been done. They had no idea. When they did finally hear, the news was that, yes, the people they know and love were all alive as far as they knew, but the destruction was just unimaginable. The landscape was practically leveled, just sticks sticking up out of the ground where there used to be trees. Houses were either completely destroyed or, at the very least, roofless, and these are houses that were just ramshackle little huts to begin with. The gardens that people rely on for food were completely wiped out. So a couple days later, my dad went. Even though he wasn't sure if he would even be able to get to the area where they work because of the flooding, he went with two other men, and they were able to distribute food in this area where no other aid had gone as of yet. And they distributed that on that trip, I think 20,000 pounds of rice and pasta and oil for these people. It was kind of funny because there are all these big aid organizations, but they don't know to go to this place, or they don't have the time or whatever. For some reason, they don't go. And here's my dad and two of his buddies, and they go to a nearby town where there is food. It's just kind of hard to get to, and of course it costs money, which none of these people have, and they bring 20,000 pounds of food to these people who hadn't eaten since the hurricane. A couple weeks later, I guess this was just last week, there one of the Haitian men who works for them was able to distribute 46,000 pounds of food in a couple of the mountain villages that hadn't had any aid yet. So these people literally hadn't eaten since the beginning of October, except for leaves off of the few remaining leaves off of the trees, which have no caloric value, but they were just looking for anything to fill their bellies. Before the hurricane, in the last 10 years, the things New Life for Haiti has been doing include building schools where there were none, some of them in these mountain villages that are very difficult to get to. After the 2010 earthquake, though the damage was not the worst in that area, there were homes damaged. They helped people rebuild their homes after the earthquake. They've provided seeds for farmers after flooding from various other lesser hurricanes. And they put on annual medical clinics for these people who have no access to medical care. The people in this area live on less than a dollar a day, so they were very poor before all this happened. Their latest projects include, my dad's very passionate about training the pastors there. There isn't a whole lot of good theological training for pastors, and the church there tends to be very power hungry, so he's really passionate about reaching pastors' hearts and helping them really preach the gospel and live the gospel in their lives. And their other latest project is a model school that, praise God, is still standing after the hurricane. All the buildings that New Life for Haiti has built, because they've built them well, are still standing, but they do need many repairs. All of them need new roofs and some other repairs. So this model school, their hope is that it will begin to change the way education happens in this area. So they have all these great projects. Of course, these are all put on hold for the time being, and they're concentrating on just meeting the immediate needs of people for shelter and food. So they're going to be distributing tarps and roofing tin for people who lost roofs on their houses. They're going to be distributing seed for replanting gardens. And then their goal is to help rebuild homes. So here are some examples of what the money we give today could go towards. $5,000 could buy a roof for one of their schools that was completely ripped off in the hurricane. For $1,900, they can build a full house for someone. They have an engineer who's designed a good house, much better than the houses these people started with, for less than $2,000. A roof for a house is $800. 10 tarps for temporary shelter before they get these houses built would be $500. For $350, you could buy 4 water filtration kits for these families, help them to have access to clean water. $275 could buy someone a live cow, which would provide, obviously, milk for them and maybe eventually meat for them. $200 would provide seeds for replanting. $150 would provide emergency food for a family for a whole month. $75 could buy 5 live chickens. $50 could pay for medicine and medical supplies. And $40 could pay for a live goat. So those are, if you're wondering, what would this money go towards? Those are some of the things that they could go towards right now. And the amazing thing about this organization is that they have no paid staff, so there's very little overhead. Almost 100% of the money that is given goes directly to helping these people, and there's literally no one else helping the people in this area. So I just feel so passionate that this organization's really making a difference, and obviously I'm a little biased because it's my dad, but I'm so happy that this has really come from you. This wasn't me pressuring you, oh, do this because it's my dad. No, this came from you guys wanting to support and help these people. So I just want to thank you for that. What I've been thinking about after this hurricane and watching them try to figure out how to help these people is that they've been there for 10 years helping them, getting to know them, making connections. They had no idea that this would happen, but because of the relationships that they've built and the knowledge of the area, they've been able to help these people during this hurricane. And I just think that's such a beautiful testimony to God's providence, and I'm so happy that we can be a part of it.